Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Hey friends, I am super excited today because I get to share with you guys an interview with one of the coolest people I know, Leia Aboukayan. Leia is a homegrown California artist who worked as a Disney Imagineer, which for those of you who don't know, is literally like the pivotal standard for designers and illustrationists. And she's currently killing it as a duct tape artist and designer at CNN. She's super cool. I'm so stoked to share this interview with you. So let's get into it. Hello, hello, Leia. Thank you so much for being on Heezy Life today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I really appreciate you taking the time out to come talk to us and inspire us. So you are a duct tape artist. Tell us a little bit about that.
Duct tape art to me is using duct tape as a different art medium. So it's like cutting and layering tape to create images. So I like to think of it as like a manual vector illustration. It's kind of like how people do stencils. You kind of create different shapes, and the way that you layer it creates different images.
Cool. So tell me about your background. Like, how did you get into this? Because it's very unique.
When I was in sixth grade, it was actually the first time I saw someone with a duct tape wallet. It was just like your basic gray, kind of sloppily put together. So I took a stab at it and realized it can do so much more with duct tape. So I started making wallets. I made bags. I even made some bags with speakers in it. I made a couple like laptop bags made of duct tape for the Black Eyed Peas before. Yeah.
And that was definitely not your first run-in with celebrities. I saw on Instagram recently that you did something for Waka Flocka. Would you like to share about that?
Oh, yeah. So my latest piece kind of went off Waka Flocka's song where he says he goes hard in the paint.
I go hard in the Waka paint.
I did a duct tape portrait of Waka Flocka coming out of the Microsoft Paint program, and Waka saw it on Instagram, liked it, and yeah.
So this is a real life celebrity, people, that you are getting to talk to. Yeah, that's super cool. So tell me about how you got to Atlanta and are doing what you're doing now.
So I've kind of been moving for the past 2 years. For a little bit, kind of moved to Florida to work with Walt Disney Imagineering. Since then, I've gotten married, moved to Savannah, been to Atlanta. So now that I'm in Atlanta, I work with Alexa at CNN. And I've just realized that there's a lot of, like, I guess, art culture here in Atlanta. So I've been doing a lot of live shows and being able to showcase a lot of my duct tape work in local little art venues and whatnot.
Yeah, that's super cool. And how did you get plugged into the art community?
They actually found me. It's all through Instagram, really. Like, I kind of just like to share. I'm pretty transparent online with social media and everything, and just always share the process of, like, whatever art or projects I'm doing. So they kind of just saw it, and I've just been getting messages to, you know, showcase my art at different shows. And then at the shows, you kind of meet each other, you know, and build this kind of art community.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I've been to a couple of your shows and they're super inspiring, just the whole community. It's kind of like a family.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is.
I'm interested because I know I personally struggle with showing process and showing, you know, when things don't work. And obviously that's been really successful for you. Like, have you always been able to sort of do that? Or is that something you work at? How do you show something that's not done?
It's kind of difficult at first because, like with most artists or designers, you don't like showing what's not finished, or you don't like having someone watch you while you're working. But for me, I think the process is the best part. Like, it's almost better than the finished product because you see, like, in the beginning steps, starting from nothing and getting to something really cool or like a finished piece is more interesting than what you get at the end of it. So I always like to show the process because it kind of like inspires other people or shows a story of what you're doing.
That is really inspiring. And that's definitely a unique perspective because we do always see stuff like at the end and we're like, oh, that's cool. But how did you do that? How did you make that? So I'm encouraged that you are pursuing that and are kind of broadcasting yourself that way. What inspires you?
A lot of things, really. I think seeing other people achieve their goals or like doing something cool with their own type of skill is really inspiring, because sometimes you'll see like some kind of different art medium and you're like, I want to try that, or I want to be doing that. So it's like a kind of a motivation seeing other people like succeed in what they do. And then with my pieces, like they're all really inspired by like 90s hip hop and like Disney related things, just pretty much everything that things that I like, you know, I kind of put out also with my artwork.
What have you done lately that you're really proud of?
Recently I did a commission for MailChimp to design a duct tape billboard, and it was a huge step for me in taking my duct tape to the next level by applying it to a larger scale. And I even got to do a duct tape piece live, which was like terrifying for me, but it was definitely a step out of the comfort zone, and it's something that I probably would pursue more. So I got a cool little time lapse out of it, out of the process. I got to go to the headquarters and they gave me a day to finish this duct tape piece. And it was up on Krog Street for about 2 months. And yeah, definitely probably do more live art because of this.
Yeah, it was so cool. And I got to tell you, we were all so proud of you to see that and to celebrate with you in that. I'm interested. So you say you're terrified. Like, walk us through that process when you were totally not in your comfort zone and then you had to just kind of make it work. Like, what were you telling yourself? Like, how did you do that?
Really, it's back to the whole process of like, being shy about showing your work before it's finished. Like, no one's ever watched me work or like do duct tape pieces before. It's usually just like in my little craft area in my house, you know, and like whatever I post online. But to have people like come and walk through, like they're taking pictures, they're taking a time lapse while I'm working, it was like pretty, like I'm a pretty shy person, I would say, like somewhat before you get to know me. So as I was working, like people would come in and watch, and I would just be like trying not to make eye contact, you know, and just focus in on my work. But after a while, I got pretty comfortable with it. And it was kind of fun being able to share my process live with people and like talk to them and walk them through what I'm doing in the process. Because it's a pretty weird medium. So for most people, it was like, you're like, whoa, I've never seen people do that with tape. It was pretty fun to share what I do with them.
Yeah. And it's so cool how we get so intimidated to do stuff. And then really, it's like people are just interested, right? Like, they're not trying to judge you. They're like, oh, that's cool, I want to do that. So Interesting perspective. Let's go to a lighter question. If you could eat any food for the rest of your life, I know you're a huge foodie. What food would that be and why?
Eggs, for sure. Like, hands down, they're the most versatile food. You can cook them in so many different ways and use them in both like sweet and savory recipes. And they're somewhat a healthy food and protein. You know, if there's even a chance that I could add a fried egg to an order, I usually do. So I definitely have to say eggs.
That was definitely not what I was expecting. I know from being from California, I would have thought burritos would have definitely been your thing. But good to know.
Yeah, I do love burritos, but... because I feel like as a burrito, if that's like, you can get tired of burritos because they're so hearty, but I feel like because eggs are so versatile, I would be able to eat that for the rest of my life and not get tired of it, because you can make it different ways.
Hey, I like that. You've obviously thought through this question. What's your perfect day like?
Oh, I would be park hopping around Disneyland, surrounded by puppies and my favorite people, with a pineapple Dole Whip in one hand and a corn dog in the other.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Cool. Well, hey, what advice do you have for Heezy Life listeners out there?
Never stop learning and making. No matter what, there's always room to learn new skills and pick up new hobbies. So try to make something every day or make something new. And it doesn't have to be pretty, just to be creative and get your hands dirty. That's the way that you grow, because you have to get through like terrible ideas before you get to the good ones. And yeah, you'll feel good about what you accomplish. So even if it's ugly, just try it anyway.
I love that. That's so cool. Thank you. That was super inspiring. How can we help promote you?
Just check out my Instagram at Helalea. That's HELLALEAH. And I also have a shop, helalea.bigcartel.com. So you can buy some duct tape pieces or prints and whatnot.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for being on Heezy Life. And I really appreciate your perspective and your inspiration. Thank you.
No, thank you. Heezy Life is great. Keep it heezy. Flip it, mix. Mighty cool.
perspective. No matter what you are doing or trying right now, be open to sharing your process. That is where the magic is. And you know what? You don't have to do it alone. Hashtag inhale, fail, exhale to share your journey and find support. Remember, no matter what you take on today, know that it is possible. Make sure to follow Hello Leia and give her some love. She definitely deserves it. And you guys deserve love too. Keep killing it. I'm so proud of you guys. You got this. Have a great week and keep it easy, my friends.